Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hi, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you need help with a health challenge you or a loved one is dealing with, we're here for you. And we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to Jacqueline Newman, divorce attorney and author of the book, The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness. Jacqueline Newman will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products up, as well as a join the team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you like the nutrition business or want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. And we'll talk to Jacqueline Newman, divorce attorney, about her book, The New Rules of Divorce, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls. If we have calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about dopamine and caffeine, the relationship between the two. We said that caffeine sensitizes the brain to dopamine. It might be that if you have a dopamine issue, using caffeine supplements may help. For example, Parkinson's disease, there's some literature that states that caffeine may be helpful for folks who are dealing with the movement disorders of Parkinson's, especially in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Last program we talked about caffeine being a lipolytic, which is a fancy way of saying it's a fat burner. I remember I used to compound caffeine creams or caffeine-like creams using something called aminophylline, which is a derivative of caffeine. Aminophylline is used for respiratory health issues like asthma. I was compounding a thigh cream. It was actually called thigh cream with 2% aminophylline until the FDA got wind of it and made it illegal. But you can still use topical caffeine, and you can find topical caffeine in cellulite topical products and fat-burning topicals. It doesn't work all that great because it's difficult to get down to the lower levels of the skin where the adipocytes, the fat cells, are. It's hard enough just to get into the lower levels of the surface of the skin, let alone getting down way deep to where the fatty layer is.
Nonetheless, there are products that have caffeine in them. I'm actually working on some topical caffeine-like substances, products that contain these substances for folks who are, for dermatologists and for healthcare professionals who have laser machines using a laser, or also various heat devices. You can drive caffeine to the lower levels of the skin. Not sure how well that's going to work, but I am working on that. If you enjoy caffeine, you know that over time your body gets used to caffeine and you need more and more. It's called tolerance. So over time, you need more and more of a substance to achieve the same effects. Habituation, some folks call it habituation, also tolerance. And if you're trying to quit caffeine because it's so addictive, you are more than likely going to be dealing with unpleasant side effects, particularly headaches and fatigue. If you find that your caffeine intake is making you jittery or anxious and you want to quit, it's probably best to wean yourself off gradually. And it's probably helpful to use a non-caffeinated beverage as you're weaning yourself off. This will soften the blow of quitting, and you'll be able to maintain the dopamine rush. Remember, you're getting a hit of dopamine as you're preparing your caffeine, as you're preparing your coffee. So if you take advantage of the dopamine hit, the increase in dopamine that's associated with preparation by maybe making tea, non-caffeinated tea or non-caffeinated coffee or an alternative kind of hot beverage like perhaps chai or something like that, you'll get the dopamine hit even if you don't get the caffeine. Just preparing your caffeine beverage activates dopamine. There's a muscle memory aspect to preparing your caffeine drink or whatever you're doing. There's a muscle memory aspect, and the muscle movements it takes just to lift the coffee to your mouth or to unwrap a pack of cigarettes or to in some way prepare your addictive substance, just engaging your thumb to scroll up or down or left or right on your phone can initiate a surge of dopamine. If you've ever taken the shells off of pistachios and then indulged in the really tasty little nuts that are super good for you, by the way, you've experienced the enjoyment of dopamine. Shelling pistachios and eating them is almost addicting. I could say it's addicting. I've eaten a whole bag of pistachios just shelling and eating and shelling and eating. There's a certain pleasure associated with the shelling process, not to mention the eating process. You don't get that kind of pleasure if you're eating unshelled pistachios. When I was a kid, I remember I could shell and eat a pound of pistachios at a time, cracking and shelling and cracking and shelling. Cracking, shelling, and eating, nonstop. Then, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, I started to see bags of unshelled pistachios being sold in stores. I got really excited. I thought, oh, wow, that would be awesome. I just can scoop up the pistachios. I don't have to bother with the shelling, and I can eat as many as I wanted to. It seemed really convenient and easy, but what I found out after trying these new unshelled versions of pistachios was that without the hard shells, it wasn't as much fun. If I didn't have to do the work to unshell them, I didn't have the same kind of pleasure, the same kind of enjoyment. That's dopamine in action. And that's a good thing. Dopamine assures that work will get done. Dopamine assures that we're going to approach a difficult or even a dangerous situation if you get a payoff. There's a payoff involved. We're going to proceed through risky, dangerous, hard, somehow difficult actions because we're getting a reward. Dopamine's about reward. Dopamine makes us better. It makes a species better. Dopamine is pro-evolution. Dopamine can be thought of as the neurotransmitter of approach. Its levels go up when we're about to do something. Just thinking about doing something will get you a little hit of dopamine. Nothing like the actions, though. You got to really get the action. You got to get the muscle movement to get the dopamine, but just paying attention. Or just just desiring to do something, you'll get a little hit of dopamine. And because it's linked to good feelings and enthusiasm and energy, it motivates us to do things, to approach our goals, be it reaching for the doorknob, opening up pistachios, or reaching for a cigarette. But interestingly, this is really cool, dopamine is also associated with avoidance. It's not just approach. It's also avoidance. Dopamine levels go up when we're motivated to avoid something. And in this phenomena lies the secret to quitting addictive behaviors, which we'll talk about on our next Bright Side episode. Got your phones. I got phone calls coming up. Got a bunch of folks on the phone. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will be back right after this.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. Just want to read this one article that I thought was kind of interesting. About caffeine. Can caffeine improve your exercise performance? If we put you on a treadmill and told you to go as long as you can, you'll run farther if you've had caffeine than if you haven't. That's the words of Matthew Gonio, who heads the Department of Health and Human Performance and Recreation at the University of Arkansas. It's known that caffeine has a stimulating effect that athletes can take advantage of. From an article in the journal Controlled Clinical Trials, Effects of Caffeine on Time Trial Performance in Sedentary Men. Quote, the ability to do more exercise after caffeine ingestion without an accompanying increase in effort sensation could motivate sedentary men to participate in exercise more often and so reduce adverse effects of inactivity on health. You don't want to take too much caffeine because that will make you jittery, especially if you're doing a weightlifting or something really serious, some heavy weights, because it can be a little bit dangerous. But if you're running or even if you're weightlifting, doing a small amount of caffeine, 25 to 50 milligrams of caffeine perhaps, 30 minutes before exercising can have a beneficial effect on exercise performance and endurance. That's according to science. So enjoy your caffeine, but just enjoy it moderately. And if you're addicted to caffeine, that's definitely not a good thing. If you're trying to wean yourself off, if you're trying to get off of caffeine, it's best to wean yourself off gradually. All right, I'll have more to say about dopamine tomorrow and how we can use dopamine to quit addictions. And then we'll move on. Still want to talk a little bit about tyrosine and skin lightening. We'll talk about some of that as well as we continue talking about dopamine, tyrosine, and good health on the bright side. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Chris in Texas. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Hey, Ben. I wish I had 30 minutes with you, but I probably only have about 3 minutes with you maximum. I love your topic because I want to tell you a success story.
Yes.
I don't drink carbonated beverages anymore because I listen to Dr. Wallach, and, like, I totally get it. You know, you drink carbonated beverages, it messes up your digestive tract and all that stuff. So there's this product called Celsius, and it's got the caffeine that I need because I've had chronic migraine headaches all my life, and I'm probably addicted to caffeine more than any other substance. And this Celsius, I mix it with water, and it's great stuff. I mean,
what is it exactly?
Well, not only does it have caffeine, but it has everything that the energy drinks have without the carbonation and all the other stuff. It's got the taurine, the glucuronolactone, it's got the ginger root, it's got the green tea, it's got everything. It's great stuff.
Tell me what it's called one more time. What's it called?
It's called Celsius. Great stuff.
Celsius. Okay.
And you can buy it at the store. I mean, because, you know, I'm not really good when it comes to ordering stuff. I mean, you know, I love Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's hard to find. I wish they sold Beyond Tangy Tangerine at Walmart, and I don't understand. How come they don't sell this stuff at Walmart, Ben? Beyond Tangy Tangerine, how come they don't?
Yeah, we get enough, Longevity gets enough heat just for having it on Amazon, because it's a distributor product, and the Longevity business model involves distributors and people who are signing up to join the team, so to speak, and then they get the right to sell it. So, you know, the Longevity products, some of them are really incredible, and they would be great in health food stores or Walmart or Target, and they would sell a lot of them, but just because of the business model, they got to keep them a little bit exclusive. There's enough, people get enough heat, or Longevity gets enough heat just because they're on Amazon and such. So I don't think that's totally feasible. Plus they're expensive. Chris, hang on. They're also expensive to make. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is just so packed with nutrition, it's expensive to make. And Walmart, you know, things in Walmart and Target, they don't allow you to sell really quality products, at least from a nutritional standpoint, in terms of nutritional products. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So how can we change this? Because if we turn more people on to nutritional needs, then this stuff can be made in bigger volume. And, I mean, how do we change this? Because I want to be able to go to 7-Eleven and buy the Tangerine.
I know. I agree with you. Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I'm not really sure what the answer to that is. Those are all good points. I can't deny them. And it would be great if Beyond Tangy Tangerine would be found everywhere. It would be great if it would be in schools. It would be great if there were vending machines for it. It would be great if it was a canned product or a bottle product that was that you didn't have to mix in a powder and you could just buy it, like you say, at 7-Eleven out of the cooler. But, you know, you can't really get quality products in stores like in discount stores. They just don't have them. Multi-level products don't lend themselves to retail.
That is so wrong. It's so wrong, Ben. It's so wrong.
All right. Well, I'll take that under advisement. I'll pass it on. Pass your message on to the powers that be. Anything else? Thanks for that tip about Celsius, though. I'm going to look into that. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Be good, Chris. All right. Let's move on to Nebraska and say good morning to Kara. Hey, Kara. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey. Kara. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. What's going on?
So I have autoimmune disease that runs in my family, and in October, I found out I have fibromyalgia with positive ANA, which suggested autoimmune, but I haven't looked further into that. Instead, I started the 90 and a few other essential vitamins and minerals. Is there anything that you would suggest?
Oh, gosh,
that
yeah.
Would...
Oh, 100 things. Thousands of things. First of all, forget that stuff about running in your family. Erase that from your, delete that from your brain or from your thoughts. There's no such thing as run in the family except for if you have the same kind of lifestyle or you're eating the same foods, perhaps, or you're just kind of observing how other people live. It's not like it's in your genes and it runs in the family. That's a medical myth. It's silly. I'm not saying for you, but for medical people to say that, it just reveals ignorance when medical people say that. Now, lay people say that, it's different, but you probably heard that from your doctor. Just kind of, we think that. It's not true. It disempowers you, so don't think that. Secondly, fibromyalgia is not really necessarily an autoimmune disease, but it's a sign that there's something wrong, and it's associated with the same thing that's wrong when you have an autoimmune disease, which is leaky gut. This is the first thing you want to focus on with any autoimmune health issue. What did you say? What flavor autoimmune disease did you say you had?
They just said it was a positive ANA, but I didn't.
No, hang on. We're going to run out of time. Hey, Kara, you got to answer my question because we're going to run out of time. What autoimmune disease did they say you had or do you have?
Just the fibromyalgia, but the positive ANA.
Okay, well, that's not autoimmune, and a positive ANA is a sign of an autoimmune problem. So in any case, don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors of diagnosis and ANA in terms. Work on your gut, period, end of story. I'll tell you this. I don't know you. I haven't talked to you before, but I'm guaranteeing you have digestive health issues, probably for a long time because you sound young, correct? Bloating, gas, discomfort. I'm not psychic. I'm just telling you this is how it works. It's generic. While breakdowns and diseases seem personal to us, they're really generic. Work on your gut. Eliminate problem foods, first of all. So any foods that cause bloating or discomfort or make your fibromyalgia symptoms worse or brain fog or anything, eliminate them. You may have to do a food diary first. Write down everything you eat and see what foods are associated with spikes. Eliminate those foods. Next, get on a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence from Longevity and start eating fermented foods. Restrict your calories. Eat as little food as possible. And then anything you could do to support digestive health, that means including digestive enzymes, the supplement glutamine, and essential fatty acids, especially for protecting the gut lining. Shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'll give you some more specific information.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday. 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get a COVID-19 mask mandate update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer needed to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as businesses now adapt to the new mandates, there's still some confusion over what people should do. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're not asking businesses to police who is and isn't vaccinated in their establishments. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's more important for them to make it easy for their employees to get vaccinated.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated and to give them the time that they need so that they can make those appointments and get themselves vaccinated so those people in those businesses are safe.
A number of national retailers have announced that they're dropping their mask mandates inside their stores. Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Starbucks are just a few of the companies dropping their mask requirements, but some businesses have said that they'll be keeping their policies in place for now. Home Depot and Kroger's say they'll continue to require customers to wear masks in their stores, while CVS and Walgreens say they're reviewing their policies.
Disney World and other U.S. amusement parks updated their mask policy this week. Masks have been made optional in outdoor areas and pool decks at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, we have a search engine up as well as 11-plus years of daily programs, all archived for you, all free and insightful and personal health information, stuff you're not going to find anywhere else on the Internet, brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you want to start a home-based business, you can go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites as well as the longevity products. If you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and dry skin and hyperpigmentation and various skin health issues for preventing post-surgical scarring, head to truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just 100%. Active and functional ingredients in all our True Skin Health products. Thus are going on 1,900 four- and five-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, TruthTreatments.com for our reviews and TruthTreatments.com if you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Jacqueline Newman is a New York City-based divorce lawyer and experienced New York matrimonial law expert. She's also an author. Her book is The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness. Please welcome to the bright side, Jacqueline Newman. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming on the bright side, and thank you for your noble work of helping people deal with divorce. That must be stressful. No, is it? Do you get attached to your clients and to their situation?
You know, sometimes I've been doing it a long time, so I'm able to keep some emotional distance. But there's definitely a few that get under my skin, by sure.
So for a long time, divorce rates were increasing. First nobody heard of it. Was kind of like this this unknown kind of taboo thing, divorce. My parents were divorced in the early 60s, and it was just very strange to be a child of divorce back then. And then all of a sudden, everybody was getting divorced. Are divorce rates stabilizing, or are they still increasing?
So actually, I think they are somewhat stabilizing. They were down for some period of time, but you have to realize, though, a lot of people choose not to get married now in a way that they probably did. And a lot of times call it the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell situation. So that can impact rates. But, you know, then when same-sex marriage is passed, now, you know, it's kind of affecting divorce rates on some level as well, because now there's more people getting married. So it's a little all over the place. And I feel like you can read, you know, a review that some will say it's up a little bit, some will say it's down a little bit. But overall, I would say it's probably stabilized.
All right, so on your website, which, is, by the way, is nycdivorcelawyer.com, nycdivorcelawyer.com, you have a topic, five ways that COVID will have an unprecedented effect on divorce. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So basically, I mean, there's a bunch of things that, you know, and a lot of it's unknown at the moment, but the few things that are happening is, you know, in custody, I think it's going to be a very interesting thing because, you know, one of the big fights about custody when you had one person who was a residential parent and one person, I mean, primary residential parent, the other parent who may not have been involved in the day-to-day, you know, caretaking roles of the children. But for the last, I guess, year and a half almost, we've been home. And so we're in a situation now where you have a lot of parents that are both home. You have, you know, and I'm going to be sexist for a moment just because, you know, a lot of times this is where it comes in. A lot of times you had a lot of fathers who maybe weren't as involved, as I said, in the day-to-day. They didn't know that, like, you know, their daughter only drew with purple crayons and, you know, the son would only eat the, you know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with crust cut off certain ways. So now they learned all the ins and outs. And they've also enjoyed, you know, being with their children on a daily basis and getting into, you know, knowing exactly what homework is and all the daily things that they might not have done before. And so I think that is going to have a really interesting impact on how custody will go forward. You know, generally, even before this, courts were definitely starting to shift toward 50-50. You know, at least in the, I know some states, they definitely have it. In New York, which is where I practice, it wasn't, we weren't at a point where you'd have to say if you didn't want 50-50, like you'd have to tell us why. We weren't fully there yet, but we were moving it. But I think this is going to jump that in a huge way.
All right. So I have experience with divorce, personal experience with divorce. I was married and I'm divorced. And I know that I waited a lot longer than I should have to get divorced. How do you know when you're at, when it's appropriate? How do you know when you should work on a marriage? And how do you know when it's just time to end the marriage?
So, you know, those are all very, very personal questions and subjective, but I think that many people stay together for the kids. Like, that's kind of the theory. And a lot of people say, you know, we're going to stay together until the kids go to college. And, you know, in some cases, that may be a good thing, and it's really, again, a personal decision. But a lot of times, it's not a great thing. And one of the reasons, at least, you know, in experience that I've seen through my clients and even in research and things like that, is that, you know, children then, if you stay in a marriage, that let's just say it's, you know, obviously I'm assuming there's no abuse and I'm assuming it's, you know, it's more just a loveless marriage than really anything that's incredibly, incredibly hostile. Because obviously if there's any kind of abusive situation, staying together is a very bad thing. But if ultimately it's that, then, you know, I understand you want to keep under one roof. I understand there are financial reasons you might want to stay married. But one of the things you're also doing that I think people don't fully recognize is you're role modeling a relationship for your children. And I think many people don't think about, like, you're watching, your children are watching a marriage that, well, maybe not hostile, isn't loving either. And that's what they're going to want to, you know, that's what they're going to see, and that's what they're going to grow up with, and that's what they may emulate. And you wouldn't want that. You know, I see the clients a lot, especially when there are things that are hostile. But, you know, I say, like, would you want your child to be in your marriage? Like, how would you feel if your child was being treated this way? Or how would you feel if your child was treating somebody else that way? Because that's another thing. A lot of people, when they're, you know, they're in a marriage that's unhealthy, they act a way that's awful. Like, they don't want to be this person, but for whatever reason, the other person triggers them or whatever it is. I mean, it's, you know, it could be a very difficult situation for everyone. And so I think that when you do that analysis for yourself and say, how would I feel if I was now, my child now marries somebody and they come home and they tell me the things that going on in the marriage, my marriage right now. And when you think about that, you're like, you know what? That's not okay. You know, and that could be a time where you say to yourself, I don't want my children watching this anymore. Like, I don't want them to see unhappy people. And that's, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, is it better to live with two unhappy people under one roof or two happy people under two roofs? And, you know, I personally think that that's really one of the big telling things when you have children. Without children, it's a little different. But most people, I would say, more often than not, people stay together for the kids. And that's why they stay in marriage as longer than they normally would have.
Are there red flags that, aside from, like, just full-blown abuse, are there red flags that tell you that you need to get a divorce?
I mean, you know, there are some, obviously. I think that, you know, if you're in a situation where, you know, and again, we're going to take abuse out because that's one of the, obviously, the big ones. But, you know, if somebody, you know, is lying to you, if you feel like you really just cannot be trusted, you can't trust this person, and you're constantly questioning yourself, you know, and, you know, it's questioning yourself. I mean, that could get into your psyche. If you start making yourself paranoid, you start thinking, like, you know, is this person lying to me? I mean, that's an uncomfortable way to live your life, to constantly feel like, you know, you're in that situation. I would say also, you know, if communication is broken down to such a degree, you know, I had cases where they didn't speak to each other, like literally just grunted at each other and nodded for long periods of time. I mean, it's awful.
All right, hang on to that thought. I want to ask you, it sounds like you're a therapist as much as you're an attorney. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about the book. We've got Jacqueline Newman with us. Her book is The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness. Website, nycdivorcelawyer.com. More with Jacqueline Newman on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jacqueline Newman, New York City divorce lawyer. Her website, NYCDivorceLawyer.com, and her book, The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness. I want to talk a little bit about the book. Before I get to that, Jacqueline, what's your take on prenups?
So I'm, you know, I don't want to say an advocate of prenups, but I guess I'm kind of an advocate of prenups. You know, it's a large part of my practice. We deal in the high net worth space, so many of my clients, you know, need them. But one of the things about prenups, I actually think, you know, many people see them as to be unromantic, and they think that, you know, they're planning their divorce and things like that. And I actually see it very differently. I think that, you know, there is some practical element to the fact that, you know, many divorces, I mean, many marriages do not work out and do end up in divorce. And so there is some element of a business transaction, as much as I hate to sound as unromantic as people accuse me of being when I talk about prenups. But the thing I like about prenups, and if done properly, I actually think they can strengthen a marriage. And, you know, I there's a quick anecdote that I tell people. It's a true story where I represented a woman who, you know, she was getting married. She was marrying an older man who was very, very wealthy, and he didn't want to talk about money at all. And we had all these settlement meetings. I'm going to give you the very short abridged version. But, you know, he just wouldn't talk about money, and she would scream and say, you don't trust me, and, you know, you're shutting me out. And it was this, like, huge battle. And, I mean, it was such a tumultuous meeting. And she was crying, and he was yelling. And, you know, and ultimately what ended up happening as we went through the meeting, you know, every time that he would start to talk about, you know, money and stuff, she would cut him off. And every time that she would talk about money, he'd roll his eyes. And we kind of made a rule in the room that you weren't allowed to do that, and you had to hear each other. And then it ultimately came out that money to him represented, it wasn't exactly about the money. It was more that his father never thought he would amount to anything. So the money was really a symbol to him of his success. And once that came out, it really changed things. So after we finally settled the terms, and she comes into my office, and there's literally like tears still on, brimming on her eyelids. And she says to me, I'm so glad we had that meeting. And I said to her, I'm kind of surprised. This was just awful. I was just like, you know, why do you say that? She said, if we didn't do that, I never would have understood why he wouldn't talk about money, why he was so closed about it. I never would have. She's like, the fact that, you know, when I was able to talk to him and he wasn't rolling his eyes at me, that was so meaningful. And I didn't realize how much I cut him off. And she's like, and it really helped them. And ultimately they got married, they had kids, she sent me birth announcements. But I really think that when people don't like to talk about money, it's uncomfortable. And so for many people, and I think that when you can actually talk about money and have these difficult conversations and learn how to have difficult conversations before you get married, it's going to help you so much throughout the marriage. So I think a good prenup process can actually be a very positive thing for the marriage. Not to mention, it also gives people surety. You know, you don't want people necessarily staying in marriages just for the finances, even though sometimes that happens. So if you know what's going to happen and you know where the risks run, you know, I think that can help people too. So I think prenups can be a good thing. But again, I think they have to be done in a very respectful manner.
So it sounds like you're, you know, I was kidding when I said you're like a therapist, but you sound like a therapist. You're like doing more than just the ins and outs, the minutia, the legals, helping people navigate the legal system for a divorce. It sounds like you're working with people's psyches.
Yeah, no, I joke a lot that I'm the most expensive therapist they have. Well, both my parents were therapists, so the big family joke was I was too. Yeah, there you go. I was too aggressive to be a therapist, so that's why I went into law.
Gotcha. Great. Are you married?
I am married. I'm not divorced. Yeah.
Do you?
Well, the joke
have you
is
been
there's no divorce in my family. Like, there's no divorce.
Is that right?
10 degrees out. Yeah, it's very
divorce
bizarre,
is not an option? Is it divorce is not an option, or you all have good marriages?
Yeah, no, I think we are in a pretty good spot. If we're not again, you know, look, if the marriage wasn't working out, I definitely would get divorced. I'm not, you know, not looking to do it, but it's definitely something that I wouldn't stay in a marriage just because. But, we just haven't.
Do you think people get married for the wrong reasons or pick the wrong people, and that's what accounts for divorce or the increases in divorce rates?
You know, I think on some level, I think there's a lot of things. I think people don't know how to grow together, and I think people don't know how to fight well. You know, when people ask me a lot, like, what causes divorce, and I think it's really a lack of communication and not knowing how to fight well. And, you know, in prenups, again, you know, sometimes we talk about it, and we, you know, I try to talk, have that conversation about fighting well. It's a skill. And if you cannot fight well and you cut, you know, you hit too low below the belt and you say things to people, people don't forget. And I think, and you don't communicate what you need to communicate. You know, when people are yelling and screaming and insulting, it's not really getting your message across. And I think that if people can learn to communicate in a hostile, you know, it's easy to communicate when everybody's happy. But if you can ultimately really master the skill of communicating when you're unhappy and getting your message across in a way that someone can hear you, I think that truly can give you the solid foundation in a marriage.
That's like a life skill, not just a marriage skill.
100%. I agree.
So you say the new rules of divorce. What's new about it? The title of the book is The New Rules of Divorce. What do you mean by new?
Well, so, you know, we spoke a little bit about it before, but the custody thing, and, you know, obviously this came out before COVID struck, which was kind of the ironic part, because I was already talking about the idea that there is this shift in custody. And, you know, that's one of the big ones when we talk about the new rules, because I think a lot of people still believe that, you know, dad gets every other weekend and Wednesday, you know, dinners, and that's just not the case. So there's been a very large shift in that. And, you know, and again, I think COVID is going to speed this up to such a degree once, you know, we're back in the court system and people are having custody fights. So that was one of the big things that we talk about a lot in the book. You know, the other thing that we go through in the book is we talk a lot about, we talk about the finances and how I think there's also just a really a misconception that, you know, you're going to basically be set for life. You know, if you are a person that's not working or earning less, then you're going to, you know, get in the same lifestyle as what you were accustomed to. That's kind of the saying that people hear. And that's shifting, too. You know, there's a really big shift. I speak specifically in New York, but even in other states, there's a big shift that, you know, more women are in the workforce. You have more dual income families, and you're just seeing spousal support not what it used to be. And I think that people depend on it and assume it's going to be, you know, again, they're going to be set for life, and they're just not. And so it's a lot of talking about that. But the book really also talks a lot about, you know, preparing yourself for divorce. And are you sure you want to get divorced? And what do you know, self-care and divorce and all the things, you know, it's kind of like the reason I wrote it is I said to myself, all right, people come in and see me all the time. They do initial consults. And so many people have the same questions and they have the same, you know, myths about divorce and thoughts about divorce. And I said, you know, if I could put this all together and save people a lot of money on a consult and put it all together in a book that's hopefully digestible and, you know, can be a little funny and just, you know, really kind of puts people in a stronger mindset so they're more educated when they walk into a divorce attorney's office. I thought that was very important. And to also give the emotional ins and outs of it, because again, you know, whether it's from my parents or whoever it is, I think that's just so important to be emotionally prepared for a divorce.
So what is, if there's 12 secrets to protecting your wealth, health, and happiness, according to the book, what is the number one secret?
I mean, I really think it's about self-care. I think that so many people, and being, actually, you know, I say that and being ready to divorce. You know, one of the first things I ask people when they walk in my office is, are you sure you want to get divorced? And if people are hesitant for a millisecond, I say, go see a therapist. I said, you know, go see a marriage counselor. It is too expensive emotionally, financially to go through this, and it's very hard to turn back from. And I think so many people get, you know, angry at their spouse for X, Y, Z, and then they say, forget it, it's over, and they throw it out so easily, and they don't really think about how much their lives are going to change, the impact of all of it. It's just too quick of a decision. And so it's all about educating yourself. Again, you know, that's my hope with this book. You know, I had a lot of people in the beginning of the pandemic calling me and saying, I can't be trapped with this person, get me out of here. And I said, you know, slow it down. I was like, let's take a moment and think about it and become educated. And so, you know, I know a lot of people emailed me saying, you know, I read your book and you know what, now I don't want to get the book. And I say, that's great. You know, to me, that's a win too, because you're making an educated decision, or I'm going to hold off, or maybe I'll take this time and actually get to know my spouse again. Or there are other people that said, you know what, this confirmed that I definitely want to get divorced. And that's okay too, as long as it's all educated decision.
Now you're working with high earners, apparently. Is this book applicable, or are the secrets in the book applicable to everybody?
They are. I mean, you know, whether you have $100 million or $1 million or $10, at the end of the day, divorce is an emotional decision. It's a financial decision on many levels, but it's really emotional. And I try to deal with a lot of that in this book and really kind of, you know, talk. Everybody, you know, feels the pain. Everybody experiences their children not in their home for the first night. Like, everybody goes through it. Mm-hmm. And so money or not, you know, you're all the same, and everybody, you know, so yes is the answer. I think it does apply to it, but, you know, just having money or not having money, you know, there are differences. I'm not going to pretend there aren't, but a lot of the experiences are similar.
Are there states where it's easier to get divorced? I imagine New York is probably very costly, but are there states where it's easier to get divorced than others?
Well, all the states now are no fault. So, you know, you no longer need grounds in order to get divorced. So it's not an easy issue, but, you know, from a financial standpoint, I mean, yes, I would agree that some attorneys are going to be more expensive than others.
All right. That's it for, that's all the time we have, Jacqueline. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. The book is The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness. Jacqueline Newman, her website, nycdivorcelawyer.com. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Jacqueline.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a beautiful day. All right. That was Jacqueline Newman, the book, The New Rules of Divorce, her website, nycdivorcelawyer.com. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.